Hello, Sandy Kramer. How are you?
Great.
And hello, Deb Overseth. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, too.
You guys are always so cheerful. Always great to have you in. And we're not playing Pinochle this time, though. We're going to have a vehicle rally, right?
Right.
Okay.
Even though we could play a little Pinochle in between while we're waiting for the drivers to come back. That's a thought now.
I got a deck of cards in my desk. Seriously, I haven't played Pinochle in so long. But let me fast forward. You'll be doing that again in 2026?
Yep. In January, yes.
Good. Well, let's start out the same way we always do, and I think it's very important, just a definition or description of Yankton Food for Thought, what it is and how it works to refresh people's minds. Deb?
Our mission is to feed kids. So we feed kids and their families. Our two programs are the SecPec program, which is for weekend food for the children in Yankton School District, and then also for the families in the Yankton School District that have kids in school, we do a once-a-month food pantry.
I've been hungry before, but I've never gone hungry, and It's just, it's hard to think that there are people that affects right here in our backyard.
Absolutely, and it is a sad thing, and, you know, we see the families coming through, and I mean, some of those families have 5, 6, 7, 8 kids, blended families. We've got a couple families who foster. You can imagine how fast the food runs out in your cupboards when you've got a bunch of kids to feed.
So maybe sometimes it breaks your heart, but does it fill your heart to be able to do this kind of work too?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it fills mine, and I've always been behind this program, and I think it's real important to feed those kids. And of course, statistics show that when kids have full tummies going to school, you know, after the weekend, it helps them, their behavior, it helps their school studies. It's just good in many ways, and teachers really attest to that.
Sandy Kramer, you are in the Guinness World Book of Records for meals made. I know, most meals made in the history of time. Or maybe it feels like that sometimes.
It feels like it. And then plus having four boys, you know, I definitely felt that too at home. But
as soon as you clean up after one, you start the next one. What's the state of the union these days with Yankton Food for Thought? Is it strong? Are you moving along like you'd like to?
Well, we're feeding a lot more families and a lot more kids. And so that definitely puts a dent in our budget. And I know it's tough. Everybody's concerned about things, but we're really trying to be able to get a good basket of food and continue our amount of sack packs for our kids. You know, Feeding South Dakota is struggling to get donations. And so that affects us because that's where we do get a lot of our food from.
So you have a poker run coming up this weekend, and it says here on the poster, 13th annual. You've been a part of all of them?
Yep, everyone.
So define or explain what's going to happen on Saturday.
Well, on Saturday 19th, we are going to have a poker run, and this year it's going to be at the boathouse. This is the original upper deck and when they closed. And so a boathouse offered to do it this year, and we think it's a great location because for motorcycles and cars to line up, it's kind of on a side street there, and they will start registration from 9:30 to 11. And 11, the kickstands are up or a car ready to roar it off, and they're going to take off, and they have 5 locations and a bonus, they told us.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And that they will be able to go to. Plus, during the day, we're going to have a silent auction going on so people can stop in and do that. And then at 6 p.m. that night, we are going to do a live auction when we got great items for that. And also, the winner of our golden ticket will be announced that night. So if you're one of the lucky winners, 200 people bought tickets, and they have a chance to win $5,000.
Deb, where are the stops on this poker run? Where is everybody going?
The Bellator Motorcycle Club is in charge of that. So we know one stop is in Menno, and they're serving a lunch there, and they've always been really great to do.
Will you be staying back at the boathouse and putting things together, or are you going to be on a Harley or something?
I won't be on a Harley, but I'll probably be on the run.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've gone on the run every year since it started.
Yeah, I think the boathouse is going to be a good place for this event. There's room to park and move around inside.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And they're going to offer food. They're going to have breakfast pizza in the morning since we're starting registration, you know, 9:30. So people can come and have a little something to eat. And then that evening, the boathouse is going to have a sandwich deal for people. So they're going to provide some awesome food and it'll all be good. And we are going to go rain or shine because cars can come on this run as well as motorcycles. And if it is like pouring rain, we can stay at the boathouse and do some axe throwing and some golf, and you know, they've got lots of fun activities there.
And pinochle.
So, yeah, play pinochle.
So you got pinochle and poker. What are we going to do? Blackjack in the fall? What do you think?
You never know.
2021.
Anything to make a little money for our program.
Can either of you tease us with any of the auction items, whether it's silent or live?
Well, we got really nice lawn chairs donated by the Oliver family. We have, Deb's going to probably help me out drawing a blank here, and some of our
some meal deals.
Oh, like, yeah, my son meal. Chef Josh, he's going to put together a packaged meal for somebody to bid on.
Yep.
And we have so many different things.
All year pizzas. What was that?
From Pizza Ranch.
All year flowers from Pipe Piper. The zebras have going to have for auction a $300 party tab down there. So that'll go well. And we've got some egg products, some seed and feed. And those always go really well. So
a lot of moonshine.
We got moonshine. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ooh, now it turned into a party.
Yeah.
Moonshine after the ride, though.
Yes, after the ride. Yes.
Let me
after.
Just throw in a random comment, because you mentioned Josh,
mm-hmm.
and it must please you to see him do what he does, kind of in your footsteps. But whenever I have to go eat up at Mount Marty, I just think he does such a great job up there.
And he loves working for Mount Marty. So it's just, you know, he's had other job offers, but he says, no, I just like working at Mount Marty and being in the agents.
Yeah,
so
you must be proud. I think he does a great job.
It does warm my heart.
Good. Do you have anybody you guys want to thank or mention as far as sponsors? I know the Boathouse, of course, and Bellator Titans, the yep. motorcycle club. But who else would you like to recognize for this Sac Pack Poker Run this weekend?
We've got, like, what'd we say, like 15 sponsors so far. Hy-Vee is a big one. We really appreciate them. Is it Imperial Foods?
Edward Jones.
Yep.
You know, State Farm. You know, we've had a lot of sponsors. And if anybody still wants to be a sponsor, they can contact us and be a sponsor, or they can make a donation mm-hmm. toward as an auction item or just a donation to mm-hmm. our fund.
Are you feeling support and love from people in Yankton?
Oh, we always do. You know, mm-hmm. Yankton has always been so giving and willing to donate to our program. And we have never a lack of volunteers, and that's the best part of the program.
Got to mention Jennifer Trenhale this morning. She's not with us, but I know she's a big part of your group. Anybody else that you'd want to shout out to this morning from Yankton Food for Thought?
We've got other board members. Let's see. We've got Chris Taggart, Brenda Spencer.
Celia Fitzsimmons.
Laura Horacek. Who am I missing?
I know we're going to miss somebody.
Tammy Matuska.
Well, the ones you miss will resign after this interview. So then
we'll make
them
be on the radio the next time, and they can talk about it.
Yeah.
Two newer board members are Jamie Van Winkle and Jen Cliff. So
wonderful. Social media and website, where do people go for more information on the poker run on Saturday?
YanktonFFT.org. Hop on that site.
That's the website, of course.
Yes, we'll have information
there.
And
Sandy, you guys got Facebook, right?
Yep.
Yes.
We'll really definitely be pumping on our Facebook site the auction items and our sponsors who are representing us.
Have a great week preparing for this. Have a great Saturday. And thanks for everything that you do. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
We appreciate you and the station.
Yep.